Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. I still pinch myself that what started with a dream of following my joy and happiness and my desire to serve and deliver a message of positivity, self-empowerment to women is still going strong after 11 years. I am living my truth and love sharing my message with women like you. And that's what the Inspired Conversations radio show is all about, right? Bringing you the guests, the female guests who are rocking it in the world, who are really stepping up and sharing their message. And today's guest I am eager to introduce you to, she is Maria Felipe. She's the author of Live Your Happy, Get Out of Your Own Way, and Find the Love Within. A Cuban-American born in Miami, she's 5'9" with a towering personality to match, as you'll soon discover. After experiencing success as a model and actress, including hosting World Wrestling Federation TV shows, she felt called inward and studied to become a reverend at Pathways of Light, an accredited religious school inspired by one of my favorites, A Course in Miracles. Maria leads monthly services in both Spanish and English at Unity Church in Burbank, California, and has been traveling for a month all over the place on a book tour. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you, Linda. I'm happy to be here. What a joy.
Well, I'm excited, too, because as soon as I saw the title of your book, Live Your Happy, I was like, come on, who doesn't want more of that in our lives, right? That's what we have this inner tugging that is always, you know, calling us to create happiness in our lives. But sometimes, and as I read in your book, we get in our own way, don't we?
Yes, we do. We get in our way of our happiness. We get in our way of our love, of our peace. That is really our inheritance. It's our divine right to feel this way. And I'm not speaking about cheerleader happiness, like rah-rah happiness that comes from form or something working out the way you want it. It's more of an inner happiness of where you are happy regardless of what's going on outside of you. And for it to be consistent, you know, because the other happiness that I've learned, like the worldly happiness, is the one that is more, it's not consistent. You know, I'll feel good, you know, because something goes my way on Monday and Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, then I'm a hot mess. You know, that type of happiness is very elusive. But I love this kind of happiness that comes from within me and being aligned to truth.
What a beautiful definition. And it really resonates with me because for many years, like so many of us, I searched for happiness, right? So everything, all my energy was always outside of myself. Well, the perfect job will make me happy, the perfect man, you know the story. But it wasn't until I stepped on my spiritual path 25 years ago and started living from the inside out that I get what you mean now. It took me many years to get there, right? It comes from the inside. We never have to search for happiness. It's the essence of who we are if we go inward. Is that the core of your message?
Yeah, what's coming up for me as you share is allowing, you know, to let go of the searching, trying to make happen, trying to manipulate it, which is the old model. It's what we've done, you know, what you're sharing. I've done it too. To stepping into more of the allowing for spirit to move through you so that you can live your inheritance, which is happiness. And yes, it is going within. It's going within and recognizing that you have your inner teacher, you know, your inner guide, your inner friend, your best friend, your buddy, whatever you want to call it. That's the opposite of the voice of fear. I call it the voice of spirit, Holy Spirit. So the more that I've cultivated an internal experience, like a deep relationship with that voice, I've been happier and happier. And the only way that I've been able to do that has been going within and asking consistently to see things through the lens of love.
It's so beautiful. You know, I'm thinking of your bio, and I'm like, what a difference, right? You know, you go from model actress, hosting the World Wrestling Federation TV shows, to teaching the Course of Miracles and going on book tour. What happened in your life to bring this transformation about, and how did you first discover A Course in Miracles?
Well, what happened is that I had really a strong call to step into speaking. And basically, I started to recognize that the old model, the old way that I was living, of which when I was an actor and an actress and very successful at it, I started to recognize that I wasn't happy. You know, my happiness came from my accolades, if I would book an audition or not, if I would have it my way. You know, it was just the competition, the auditions, it was just a very heavy career to be in, of which I loved it. I loved a lot of it. It's just that my head wasn't in the right place. I was doing it for all the wrong reasons, which is to have something outside of me complete me, to find something outside of me that loves me. And, you know, nothing outside could complete me or fill me with love, because that's what I already am, but I didn't know that. So I basically found The Course in Miracles in 1995 when I ran into Marian Williamson's book, Return to Love. I'm sure you know this book.
Oh, yes.
And this white Jewish lady is talking about, you know, this blue book left and right called The Course in Miracles. And I was very intrigued with the quotes that she had chosen to use for the book, and they resonated with me, even though I didn't quite understand them, because they were very, you know, poetic and very deep, kind of like the opposite of the way I was thinking at the time, but intrigued. And it wouldn't be till 2001 that I would be at Unity Church and I would go to a workshop. I went to a workshop for The Course in Miracles, and this guy said, The Course in Miracles is recognizing that you're not a victim of the world that you see, that you forgive people for what they didn't do, and everything that you see comes from your perception. You could perceive it through fear or through love. And I was just fell off my chair. I was so floored. I'm like, what do you mean, like, I'm responsible for my experience? It just blew my mind, because I felt like something clicked within me. And even though I didn't understand at the time any of those concepts, I knew it would be my path. And I would continue to practice and study The Course in Miracles. I'm not going to say practice. I would study The Course in Miracles for then on, so 2001, and then I studied it till today. And the problem was, Linda, which we all get into, is that I wasn't practicing it. You know, I was studying it. I was going to a group meeting. I had self-help desperation, you know.
Yeah.
I would, you know, watch Oprah. I would read all these, like, manifesting books, Abraham Hicks, and all these books. That was just The Secret. I was just immersed in all this stuff, but I wasn't happy, Linda, and there was a lot of reasons. One is that I would read these things, and I would feel good for a little bit, and then I wouldn't feel good, like, you know, when it would wear off, because all these things were more speaking to my intellect, even The Course in Miracles, you know, because it says I am love, and I am light, and I know that intellectually that I am a perfect child of God and whatnot. But one thing is to know these things, and one thing is to really be these things and let it allow to flow through you and live it, that expression. And that was a missing ingredient for me. And that's how I started to make the shift, because I was suffering so much from getting transed out by the outside world and believing that outside conditions defined my state of mind and being, that I was just tired. And then in 2009, when I went through a divorce, was like the turning point of where, like, I'm done. You know, I'm done with the suffering. I'm done with the judgments. I'm done with suffering in my career and believing that I'm not worthy of it. you know, I'm done with looking for my love and happiness outside of me. It was like this moment of just complete willingness, because the Course says all you need is a little bit of willingness and miracles happen. You know, I like to say big willingness. And the reason I say big willingness is because I was so transed out by my problems and the outside world that I needed to have like this big, massive, gigormous, huge willingness to be like, I want to have a shift in my life. I want to live the happiness that the Course talks about. Because the Course says, happiness is my divine right. Happiness is my inheritance. Actually, God's will for me is happiness. And it's really who I am in essence. It's just I have forgotten. So that was that. I think that was the moment, I think, that we all go through, Linda, that we're like, you know what? Like, can there just be another way? And that's when change starts to happen if you're willing, you know?
That's such a beautiful story. And all of us have had moments in our lives, right, where we come to this pivot point where the decision we make in that moment changes everything. And you took this path, and it transformed everything. And when we come back from our break, I want to talk more about what your book is, what led you to write it. And we'll talk about that more in a moment when I come back with Maria Felipe of mariafelipe.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling stuck in any area of your life, it's your soul letting you know it's time for a change. You're being nudged to let go of anxiety, regret, and playing small so you can embrace the limitless soul that you are. Your journey begins by recognizing that right now, in this moment, you are enough. Through her coaching, programs, and retreats, international best-selling author, speaker, and spiritual mentor, Lara J. helps others courageously transform their disconnected lives into joy-filled, meaningful ones. Imagine living a life full of ease, vibrant health, thriving relationships, and meaningful work, without sacrificing yourself to achieve it. If you're ready to own your worth and begin living your limitless life, Lara invites you to claim your free More Than Enough ebook and meditation at larajay.com and learn more about her offerings.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Maria Felipe, the author of Live Your Happy, Get Out of Your Own Way, and Find the Love Within. So, you know, this your pivot point came after your divorce in 2009, where you just said enough is enough. And over what, the last 8 years, your life's really been unfolding as you started practicing the Course of Miracles. What was the calling to write this book, Live You Happy?
Well, the calling came kind of by just divine grace intervention, or I would like to say, because I never set out to write a book. I actually suffer from dyslexia, and I just didn't feel like, I didn't identify myself with as a writer, because I'm not good with grammar. I don't feel smart enough to write a book. I was more of a speaker, and I was speaking everywhere, and I was really good at it. Also because of my TV background, I was just, I feel very comfortable speaking, but not so much writing. And I actually, when people write me an email, sometimes when it's really, really long, it's like very overwhelming for me, because I'm not going to write back that much. You know, it's like, okay, hi, okay, bye. You know, I don't like to write that much or read. So when I would be traveling, I would be asked by people after I used to speak, like, do you have a book? And I was hearing that so much that I decided to do an inspirational CD with all my the best talks, and I would sell that. And because I was trying to just get away from it, because I didn't feel worthy of writing a book. I just didn't feel confident. And as the world or my purpose would have it, when you have a purpose, things are going to happen anyways. I was actually on Facebook, and I wrote a really great thing that sounded like it could be in a book. And I was actually drinking Pinot Noir at the time, because I love wine. And I was having Pinot Noir, and I was really giddy and a little happy, probably just a little buzzed. And I wrote something on Facebook that sounded like a book. And I actually put, like, something that would be in a book. I actually put at the end, excerpt from my book. And I didn't have a book, Linda.
Oh, my goodness.
So D. Patrick Miller, which actually was the original publisher of Disappearance of the Universe, which is a very big book by Gary Renard, which now he sold to Hay House. And I knew him because he, you know, was also an author, and he's a publisher, and he's really well known in the course community. And he reached out to me, Linda, on Facebook, on a private message, and says, oh, I saw that you wrote a book, and I get very interested when course teachers are writing books, so I want to know more about it. And I was so confused, Linda. I was like, what is he talking about? And then I look at my feed on Facebook, and I was like, and it said the excerpt from my book, and I'm like, oh, my God, Maria. I was like, never post while drinking. You know, in this case, it was a good thing, you know.
Exactly.
And I felt embarrassed that I didn't write him back, actually. He ended up emailing me and asking me again, of which I called him. And I said, you know, Patrick, thank you. You know, I'm grateful for you reaching out to me in regards to write a book. But, you know, the truth is I don't have a book, you know, with the Pinot Noir talking, you know. The Pinot Noir was talking, not me. And he started laughing, and he told me that he felt that I had a message within me, that he had seen my YouTube videos, and he felt that I speak about happiness. And I told him I do. He's like, yeah, Maria, you're like saying happy this, happy that, left and right. Like, you're really good with, like, guiding people towards their joy. You're a very joyous teacher. And I was like, really? And I just didn't know all these things, and all these things were just, like, shown to me, of which he really comforted me. Joy, he really comforted me, Linda, and he was just very, like, let's just write a book proposal, and let's have an idea of the book, and Live Your Happy title came to me right away, and I told him that I would write a book, but the only way that I would write a book is if it was a different type of book. It wasn't a book that spoke to your intellect. It was a book that spoke to your heart, that would inspire you to live the principles that I'm sharing, that are based on the course, like really, really live them to max capacity without compromise. And I'm also going to have fun with it. Like, I'm not going to be like how I used to be when I was an actor and I used to make it define me, and that, you know, auditions and working was my source. This is going to be fun, and I'm really literally not going to make it matter. Like, who cares that I'm writing this book? That's how I'm going to take this, because I suffered so much, you know, being an actor. I didn't want to suffer so much being a writer too, you know?
Exactly.
So it turns out that we did this book proposal, and him and I collaborating together, I wrote this book, and he edited it for me. He's a great editor. He kept my voice very conversational, which is how I speak. And he was just very good, and we submitted it to Hay House, which was originally who we wanted to have it, because of, you know, my platform was, he felt was good for that publisher. And they actually didn't want anything to do with it, which I was really excited about because I didn't want to write a book in the first place. So he said to me, Maria, you are the first happy rejected writer I've ever worked with. I was so happy I got rejected.
Yeah, because your heart was saying, I think that was your fears speaking. Do you see that now? Your fears were saying not to write a book. But you were being divinely led and supported throughout the whole time, even before you were ready.
Wow. Yeah, and actually that's a good point, because that's what it feels like, right? It feels like I didn't even have anything to do with it. It was like supposed to happen. It was such a beautiful symbol of it needed to happen. Because it was also very easy, you know, to the whole process of it. And I was scared, you know, and that's why I think I was like, oh, I was happy that it didn't work out, because I was just scared. I didn't feel, again, worthy of writing a book. And Patrick again said, hey, you know what, we're going to submit this again in January because the new year's coming and people want new projects. And we submitted it. And out of the ones that we submitted it, we got a few offers, one of them being New World Library. And between the Facebook post in August to January, literally in 6 months, I had a book deal from that Facebook post.
Now, do you see what I mean? That your mind and your head said, I'm not a writer. I can't write a book. I have dyslexia. But your soul's purpose knew that that's what you were meant to do. And it said, I'll just keep opening doors, Farah. I love hearing stories like that, and congratulations. I love the New World Library team. And I love that, and this is an important message for so many of our listeners, is sometimes the universe is opening doors, but if we stay in our ego, right, we go, oh, no, that's not the path I wanted to go, but sometimes the divine has something bigger and better planned for us than we could ever do for ourselves, but we have to listen and be willing to take action, and you did that.
Yeah, thank you for that, Linda. I felt that what I did basically with the whole process is that I decided to, like what my book subtext says, get out of my own way. I really got out of my own way, and regardless, even if I was scared, I really, for the first time in my whole life in a career, was just so open. And I think that having Patrick in my life, I feel, was a collaborative effort. He believed in me. And we really did it together. But I also feel like it was really fun for me. And I think that the message flowed very easy to write the book, because I didn't let it identify me. I feel a lot of people, if they're writers, they really identify with being a writer, and they get writer's block, or they get scared, or they take it too seriously, or make it matter so much. And I did that so much with my acting career that I was like, hell no, I'm not doing it here, you know? I'm going to have fun. So I feel that the whole process of the rejection, or even writing the book, you know, all the chapters and all the steps taken to get it published, and then the manuscript and the edits and all that, I had so much fun with it, Linda, because I didn't make it matter. And I feel that what we do in life, we do make it matter. We identify with whatever it is, that self-concept, that that's who we are, that we lose ourselves. And I think at the end of the day, the more that we just stand in truth and recognize that we have everything and lack nothing, and there isn't anything outside of myself, even the book, that could make me happy, or the numbers make me happy, I would experience freedom. And it's really important to me, because I didn't have that in my acting career all the years that I did it, you know? So I said, if I'm going to be an author, I really want this to be different. And I feel that that's also a message within itself, because I feel that in this society, we really, really allow things outside of us to dominate our experience, or define us as an individual, as a person. And everything outside of us is our source, and then we suffer a lot.
Oh, it's so true. It's like we put our worth in the results instead of owning our worth as we're birthing something to the world, right? And just being authentic and real and vulnerable and allowing it to flow from us without labeling it, without labeling the expectations of it.
Yeah, I think that's really being loving and gentle and kind with ourselves. And not only that, you get to experience, you know, happiness, because it doesn't come from anything outside of you at this point. You know, like, it's really nice to have this book and not, like, think about the numbers or if it's going to be a bestseller or not, if it's going to, you know, do well, am I going to make money with it? I don't think of any of that. I just, every day I allow myself, spirit to move through me, and I create things, you know, just like I created this book tour that I'm on right now. And really just allow spirit to move through me, you know, the people that I meet, programs that I offer. I have a 9-week program now that I created with my husband that is donation-based, that where I'm going to walk the reader through every single chapter every week. We're all going to get together on a teleconference video call, and there's about almost over 60 people signed up already. So all those things excite me, but it's so beautiful that I don't allow it any longer, Linda, to define me. It's more of a joy versus, oh, this really matters, and this is my identity. You know, it's more,
it's
like
more of,
I'm just allowing.
I was just going to say, it feels more like I'm allowing and receiving instead of pushing and striving. And I call that, it's like doing versus being. And I can feel that's where your energy is. And when we come back from our next break, I want to talk about, because you know you must hear this. Well, I can't be happy all the time. What about my other feelings? Aren't they important? So let's cover that when we come back from break. And you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I will be back in a moment with today's special guest, Maria Felipe, author of Live Your Happy, of mariafelipe.org.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a creative coach, author, or speaker who struggles with bright, shiny idea syndrome? Are you wondering how to turn your bright ideas into a profitable business? Traditional business planning doesn't work for most creatives. That's why Dr. Minette Riordan created the Path to Profit Academy, a program designed just for creative women entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to a new level. No more boring business plans. No more struggling with marketing messaging or wondering where to find clients. Dr. Minette Riordan will show you how to use your creative gifts and talents to design the perfect business model just for you. Are you ready to take the next step building your business? Learn more at PathToProfitAcademy.com.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and today we're talking about living your happy, how to get out of your own way, and find the love within. So, Maria, right before the break, you know, I know because I'm a brand all about love and positivity, and sometimes you'll see people post on Facebook like, you know, life isn't all about love and positivity. We can't always be happy all the time. And I say, well, I guess that's if you choose not to be. Because as my audience knows, I've gone through a lot in my life, and I can still choose happiness in the midst of grief. I can still choose happiness in the midst of family struggle. What is your take on this about, you know, when you hear, I can't be happy all the time, and what about my other feelings? I still feel my other feelings. It just, I choose to switch back to happiness. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's a powerful, very, very powerful question, which I find to be very helpful when we really, you know, start talking about it, because we can be happy all the time. You know, we really could be happy Monday through Sunday, 24 hours a day. And a lot of people will be like, well, that's kind of arrogant, or that's kind of crazy. Like, how could you even say that? But you kind of touched upon it as well right now. When I was, if we've been taught in society that fear is normal, and it's normal to feel sad, and it's normal to be fearful and to be scared and to, you know, manipulate, make things happen, like that's normal. It's normal to go, you know, and do, get prescription drugs, or to, you know, seek outside of yourself for help. Like all that is normal. Then what is going on here? That's so upside down. Like, how about the opposite of that? So if the fear has been normal, how about the happiness is normal? You know, how about if being happy is normal? And we just have been not aware of that. And we have the happiness umbrella that we're under. We're always like, our inheritance, our source is happiness. Like it literally says in the course, your inheritance is happiness. It's what defines you. So under the happiness umbrella, you're always happy, even if you might be sad for a hot second, you know, like you said, right? So you are going to get sad within the happy umbrella. You are going to get worried about things. You are going to get anxiety. But it doesn't mean that you've never left the happiness umbrella. It means that you're going to feel your feelings, and within feeling the feelings, then you're going to come back to your happiness. So actually the feelings is going to wake you up again to the happiness that you are. But it's never left you, because it's who you are in truth. It's never left you. Even if for a moment you might feel sad, or you might have some thoughts of separation or fragmentation, which is fear or ego thoughts, it's just for a moment you have forgotten who you are, just for a moment, and you could choose again to come back. But you've never left that space, because that space is what you are and always will be throughout all eternity. So that's why we could be happy all the time in truth. It's just that, like you said, we've been taught the opposite of that in this world of separation, in this world of ego, of fear, you know, in this circus, you know. I'm sure that you guys got the memo that this is like a circus we're living in. You know, all you need to do is turn on the news, you know. This is, you know, this is crazy. So when you're living in this world and recognizing you're in this world, but you're not of it, you begin to understand that happiness is your inheritance, because you don't make this elusive dream as real anymore.
It's so true. And I love what you said. Like, I'm a visual person, so just picturing the umbrella, you know, like you said, we're never out from under the happiness umbrella. We're just experiencing all the emotions while we're under it. But it's the essence of who we are, and that's what I truly believe, right? That after years of struggle with living the opposite way, right? So I've had contrast in my life where I didn't believe that I believed when I was younger that, well, happiness must be just for some people and not everyone. And it mm-hmm. wasn't until I did my inner work to realize, oh my God, it's the essence of who we are, and we don't have to be disconnected from it.
Yeah, not only that, it's our divine right, you know? It's our divine right in and as where we come from, which is our source, which I call God, or whatever word resonates with anybody, but it's really who we are in truth. Like, it's literally ours to claim. And I feel that sometimes we get a little bit confused with this feeling, the feelings thing, because many of us, especially on a spiritual journey, want to brush those feelings under the rug, you know, or pretend to be happy. And that's not what I'm talking about here. Actually, feeling your feelings is essential to the awakening.
Oh, it is.
You need to go there, even though it's going to suck. It's going to suck big time. You know, I'm sure you've been there. That we've needed to heal our grievances, whatever that is, and practice radical forgiveness and take responsibility. And that's a hard task to do. You know, it takes something. But I have felt that the more and more that I've not brushed things under the rug, because in spirituality, sometimes we want to brush things under the rug, and that's not being spiritual. Actually, being authentic, authenticity is more in alignment to spirituality and honesty, radical authenticity. You know, I always say authenticity is very sexy, you know, and it is, because then people get to really experience you, and you get to really experience yourself. But I feel sometimes on the spiritual journey, I've come across, you know, people that I work with, and they're like, oh, no, I don't want to feel that because I'm already spiritual and I'm doing my affirmations. I don't want to go back in time and heal that. And I'm like, good luck with that. You know, and it's not bad or good. You know, it's not bad or good. It's like, where is that going to take you, you know?
It's so true. I'm glad you said that because even probably back as far 15 years ago, I had that belief too for a little while that, oh my God, you know, due to law of attraction, I can't think about that stuff because it's going to take me out of my manifesting zone.
It's saturated with this, all these programs that are for manifesting or creating outside success, you know, 7 steps to this and, you know, manifest this. And there's just a lot of that going on. I see a lot on Facebook, and I'm not saying that it's good or bad. But I'm going to say that's not what the course teaches or what my book teaches. My book is all about actually being happy regardless of what you're experiencing in form, you know, which is so much more powerful than manifesting and trying to create things outside of yourself, because the ego is always going to want more and more and more and more within you. And the manifesting part usually comes from the ego space, of which you're going to always be creating a carrot and then chasing the next carrot, and then it's never enough. You know, and again, I'm not saying that creating things in form is bad. You know, we have a very powerful mind, and I believe that we do create things in form. But I think the important thing to do to really get here is to really be present and discern. And what are you doing? You know, because for so long, I struggled with that rat race. I struggled with chasing that carrot, and I know that you have too. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. So in this case, I am manifesting in my life, but I'm manifesting more coming from a space of aligning to truth, and I'm manifesting from a space of understanding that nothing outside of me in form could really complete me or fill me. And yes, I'm happy when things that externally manifest, like such as this book tour, this amazing interview I'm having with you, I'm grateful for it. Although that's not my intention. My intention is not to create more and more in form, because I'm gonna eventually, it's a very temporary happy feeling, as of when I know that I have everything and I lack nothing and it's not defined by anything outside of me, I'm going to be happier. But I feel that I'm not going to be such a popular teacher, because I'm not going to be teaching manifestation, you know. I'm actually going to be teaching manifest more peace in your peace of mind, you know, and from there everything comes, you know.
It's so true. And in your book, you talk about the cuckoo voice of your ego, and I giggled when I read that, right? And how to get out of the way. What is, in the few minutes we have before the next break, what is a tip or a strategy you can give for someone that may be struggling with that chattery voice?
Yeah, I do call the ego voice in my book the cuckoo voice that talks a lot of caca, which are thoughts that are not, you know, very fun to have, and we have them a lot. You know, I talk about the ego tricks in my book, and one of the things that helped me is that the ego is always going to be the should've, I could've, I wish I would've done it better. And it's very trans out with the past of that you wish that you would've done something better in the past, or you're thinking about something that's going to come up in the future. So it's never very present. So one of the tips that I feel is essential and helpful is to really be present and to not allow, you know, to be very present to your mind and your thoughts. That's the only way. So you're going to discern and be like, okay, how am I feeling right now? Okay, I'm feeling good. So that means that I'm very present, that I'm not in the should have, I could have, I wish I would have done it better. I'm more in presence. And then you can also see your thoughts of where they're going. Oh my God, like I'm worried about something that happened last week with my boss, and I'm concerned that I'm going to get fired or whatever. And then those thoughts are going to give you an experience. So they're going to bring you straight to heaven or to hell, and it's not somewhere you go to later on. It's actually you're going to experience it right now. I have felt that I'm in hell. Have you felt you're in hell?
Oh, Linda? Of course. I believe we create it right here on earth.
Yeah, so I think that one of the key things is just to be really, really mindful of your thoughts and where they're going, because the ego is very vicious and malicious and will have its way with you. So you need to discern and be very careful of where your thoughts are going. I think that's one of the important keys.
Oh, I love that. And all of us have that voice, right? We all have that that inner critic. You know, there's so many different names that we can call it. We all have that. And learning how to, like for me, it was learning. I used to run from it. right? Like, I don't want to deal with this. And then I started turning and facing it and saying, what do you need? Do you need to be heard? Do you need to be validated? And that's how I learned to communicate with it, right, and not be afraid of it. And guess what? As soon as I acknowledged it, the voice got quieter. So it's one of the ways. It's because think of a child that's not being listened to and taking a temper tantrum. If you ignore it, it just gets louder, right? He or she gets louder. But when you turn and go, honey, what's wrong? They feel heard. They feel validated. And suddenly they start settling down. And that's the little tool I use to embrace my chattery little voice. And when we come back in a moment, I want to invite you to share how we can connect with our inner teacher, right? That inner guide, that wisdom that's within each of us. And I'll be back in a moment with my special guest today, Maria Felipe of mariafelipe.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Isn't it time for you to listen to your own internal compass? Your intuition, rather than listening to all those around you? When you learn how to navigate using your intuition, you'll discover how to hear your soul's whispers so you live a life of purpose, joy, and abundance. Soulwise Living Mentor Laura Clark provides women with the empowering tools and support to help them tame their inner critic, calm their emotions, and ground themselves so they can hear, trust, and act upon their inner guidance. If you're ready to awaken your intuition, visit soulwiseliving.com to schedule a complimentary sacred soul chat, read Laura's inspiring blog posts, and discover an array of free supportive resources.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. This is your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Maria Felipe, the author of Live Your Happy, Get Out of Your Own Way, and Find the Love Within. Maria, what are some of the ways that we can connect with our inner teacher, divine guidance, spirit, soul, whatever word our listeners want to use? Do you have some tips or strategies that you could share?
Absolutely. I feel that that's actually one of the most important things that I actually talk about in my book, which is, you know, the voice of, I call it Holy Spirit, but it could be your inner friend, your best friend, you know, whatever word resonates with you. But there is, you know, the opposite voice, because we were just talking about before break about the fearful voice and the voice of the ego. So, you know, Holy Spirit's actually the answer to the ego, because the Holy Spirit is actually aligned to truth, and the Holy Spirit is very gentle, it's very loving, it doesn't project in the future, it doesn't project in the past. The Holy Spirit really brings you back to this moment and is your way home. It's your way back to your connection to truth, to love, to light. What I do is the only way, one of the biggest ways you're going to connect to your voice, your internal voice, is peace, you know, peace first. It's very, very helpful, because you can listen to the voice of love in a moment of completely being lost in the illusion, or making things outside real, or in the space of fear, or in the space of anxiety. You know, it's very hard to listen there. So it's always, you know, making the goal peace first. So instead of saying, oh, you know, I want this job, like you're driving to a job interview and you're like, I want this job, it's more, I want peace first. Because there you're going to be more in your spirit place. You're going to be more aligned to your truth. Instead of saying, I want a call, this call to go a certain way, you know, like when I called you, I didn't say I want this call to go a certain way. I was more like, I want peace first. And within that peace first, I'm able to really have more of an intuitive connection. And another tool that I use is that I give everything over to that voice. So when I'm going through anything, like let's say like anything in my life, I'll give all my thoughts over to spirit. So I'll be like, spirit, I give you my anxiety about this in my life. I'll give you the fear that I have around this, you know, my relationship. I give you these unworthiness thoughts that I'm having right now. But I get really, really real with my mind, with my internal teacher, and I give it all over. And then I sit down and I write down in a journal, and I let the voice of spirit speak through me, and I'll journal. You know, I'll journal what I get. And Holy Spirit's always going to basically reveal to me the truth in that situation and change my perception about the situation. So it's just having like an internal dialogue with your true self, and the answers are revealed to you there. But it takes something, you know, it takes big willingness. It takes, you know, getting out of your own way, trying to manipulate, trying to make happen, and let the voice of spirit move through you. But you need to get to that place of peace to be able to listen.
That's so true. It's almost like you got to ground, right? You got to ground in your body. You got to become still. What are some of the ways you start your day? Do you have any morning rituals? Because for me, the morning is how creating one ritual, which for me back then was a gratitude ritual, really set me on the whole path of changing my life. Do you have a morning ritual that you do?
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite morning rituals, I don't do it every day, but I do, I actually, you know, I share and I suggest it a lot, is, you know, you stand up and you feel the floor, you know, you feel the carpet, you feel your wood floors, whatever that is, just feel it and be like, wow, this is amazing. You know, I'm getting up this morning. I have created this moment of standing on this floor and just being very present to that experience. Today's going to be a great day, you know, not only because you're affirming it, but knowing because you're worthy of that. You know, and then you walk towards the bathroom, and I start brushing my teeth, and I'm very present to brushing my teeth versus think about what's coming later. You know, it's like, oh my God, look at this. Look how amazing I brush my teeth. You know, do we do that? You know, we're usually brushing our teeth and thinking about what's happening later. You know, so it's like, oh my God, look how amazing I am. Look how I go up and down with my arm. Look at this. I'm freaking amazing. You know, and just being really present to that moment, of which then you walk into the kitchen, and instead of like rushing, you open the refrigerator door, and like, oh my God, look how I opened the refrigerator door. So it's more of like a presence of being in the moment versus in thinking about what's going on later in your life. You know, there's this beautiful quote that I like to do that's called, I need do nothing. I need do nothing. And I think, you know, I does appear in form that I'm going to need have my to-do list or I need to do things. But the more that I say I need do nothing, I get out of my own way and I allow spirit to do the doing and the guidance for me versus of Maria, the separated self, trying to manipulate or make things happen. So that's very helpful for me to do every day, to be present.
I love that morning ritual because so many of us, and I was guilty of it for a long time, and I'm human, so sometimes I got to catch myself still, especially when I'm in the midst of launching big projects of a new book, is we have a tendency, especially here in the States, to put off, you know, step off the bed and we hit the ground running. We're on autopilot. We're not really even existing. We're like, it's almost like this unseen forces leading us. We're not present in our body like you were describing. We weren't present in the moment. And so many of us still struggle with that. Do you see that? Is that a number one thing that a lot of people say? I just feel like I'm on autopilot.
Yeah, I think that in this world, we're so trans out. You know, and we're so on automatic pilot, just like just getting up in the morning and just everything is about goals or, you know, things I need to do, my to-do list, all this stuff. And we're just so trans out and not really being, you know, and this is what's going on, especially now with, you know, the news and politics, like a lot of people are on their TVs, you know, watching this stuff. And I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just saying is that really in alignment to, you know, you owning your happiness? Is that in alignment to truth? Is that being truly helpful? But yeah, I feel that we're in this society that outside everything is like kind of making us fall asleep, you know, we're falling asleep to truth by how mesmerized or how we're like kind of cuckoo, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh yeah.
And kind of like, woo, you know, and that's why we suffer, because we're sort of taken by the world of illusion, the world of form. We start to have more of an internal dialogue of going a lot more within, we're going to be free and happier.
It's so true. And one of the things, when you said like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I giggled because that's what it feels like when you are living from autopilot, ego, outside sources, right? Like for looking to outside sources for validation, it feels like you can never be grounded in your own truth and body, because you're always putting your energy outward, right? Like turn on the news, you get caught up in the story, you get caught up in family drama. But when you live from the inside out, which is really what your book is about, right? It's about learning to live from here, from the heart. That's what I notice. For me, and you know, for the clients I serve, that's when I notice that everything shifts. Is when we can be still, like you just said, come down from the cuckoo puffs, right, from the craziness, and own, step out of the story of that's going on around us, and stay in our own truth. That's when everything changes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's like the key in a sense, because we're no longer what I call my book making things a big deal. You know, like making, you know, I call the big deals in my book problems, you know. So it's less likely, if you're aligned to truth, that you're going to get tranced out by that problem, you know, by that news that you've received, by that person not treating you the way that you wanted them to, or they haven't, you know, played out the role that you've assigned them, because that's what we do. It's more of not being a victim of the world that you see, you know, and being responsible. But, you know, the Course talks about how we actually have the opportunity, and we're responsible for our experience. So we can experience anything that's outside of us the way that we want to, through joy or through pain. You know, it's up to us.
So true. And I'm so glad that you were able to join me today to spread this message. It's one that is so important. I'm so excited about the success of your book and your recent book tour. I want to invite my listeners to go to mariafelipe.org to learn more about all the amazing things you're doing, your new program, as well as your book, and to keep up with all the things I'm sure that are still to come for you. So thank you, Maria, for being here, for spending time with me today and our listeners, and just for being such a bright light in the world.
Thank you. I wanted to thank the listeners for their commitment, for their willingness. And I also wanted to thank you for collaborating with me for the higher good. And your questions were so powerful, and I feel so helpful. So it's really an honor to join with you in our happy.
Yeah, spread a message of happiness. And you'll love how I sign off on my show, which you'll hear in a moment. So it tells you that we're so in alignment. Our messages are in alignment. So I want to invite thank the listeners for being here with us today, and invite you to join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more inspiring conversations with amazing women just like Maria, who are here to shine their light and transform lives with their message. For even more inspiration, I invite you to claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, and you can do that at subscribe2aspire.com. And by the way, along with a free subscription, it comes with 40 transformational free gifts from some extraordinary woman in my circle. And until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.